Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the E-Factor. This is where we strive to evolve to higher states of consciousness, to improve life performance, seek out our individual life mission, and explore new frontiers in creating a better life. E-Factor stands for the energy factor, which is that switch that will accomplish all of that. Hi, my name is Tippi Feldenstein, and this is the E-Factor, the E-Factor show live with Tippi Talk in the middle of the night, burning the midnight oil. And it seems like I will be burning the midnight oil for a while because the midnight oil, no, basically because I really love the night. I love the nighttime, and I've always been a night owl. And now also I love the morning, so now I love both. But today is Mother's Day, and I really needed to dedicate some time to my mother. My mother is now suffering from dementia. And that is a disorder. It doesn't always feel like a disorder. Sometimes it feels like, I can't even describe the word of what it really feels like. A disorder, a disease, when someone is not well, then the body doesn't work well. But this is not only a memory loss, which is bad enough. It's bad enough that you don't remember anything. But it's a memory distortion. So not only does she not aware of reality, but she distorts reality to fit in somehow, somewhere. And I really can't figure out what's going on in her head. And I really can't figure out why she does the things she does. Sometimes things make a little bit of sense, but knowing where she's coming from, it makes no sense. So it's not how I want people to remember her. It's not how I want to remember her. It makes me kind of feel guilty that I didn't spend more time with her when she was actually there. And I don't want to feel guilty, but I didn't, and I can't take it back, and I can't spend time with her when she's well, because she's not. So I do want to dedicate the show to her and talk a little bit about what she went through and how it affected my life. Because my father died when I was probably around 8 years old, my mother, everything I had left. And she really stepped up and she took responsibility and she took such huge burden on herself that when I think about it, I don't know how she did it because she was only 32 and her husband left her with 5 children between the ages of 3 weeks old and 8 years old. And without blinking an eye, she nurtured each and every one of those children. She made sure that we had a spotless house, spotless to the point where every day she washed and made the house spotless. Every day she cooked a warm meal. And that's including working full time. Full time. I remember going to sleep at night and as she was sitting and working and listening to the radio, which is how I fell in love with radio, and late into the night. And then waking up early in the morning and making lunch for every one of us, and giving us breakfast, sending us off to school, cleaning, cooking, and working, never, ever complaining that she had too much to do. I have no idea how she did it because I have two kids, couldn't even do all that without, something's got to give somewhere. But she did. And that was just the beginning of the challenges that she had. Because every few years she had another challenge and every time she rose to the occasion. Never, ever thinking about herself. I think point in my life, I even resented the fact that she didn't really think about herself at all. I wanted her to. I didn't want to be perfect to satisfy her life. I wanted her to be satisfied within her own life so that her happiness wouldn't depend on my life. And so with that resentment, still my hero for a long time. I went through resenting her for a while. But always, no matter what I did, no matter what any of her kids did, we always knew one thing. We always knew we were loved. So being that I had, I think, an amazing mother, and I didn't realize how lucky I was at the time, but now I do. I was very lucky. And each one of us is very lucky to have a mother that nurtures and that will make mistakes, but a mother that will do the best she can to nurture her child. And if that's what you had, being grateful almost feels like it's not enough. So now my big question is, with the dementia that she has, do I take her out? How do I maintain her integrity and make sure that her integrity is not compromised with other people that I don't know if they love her or not? And this show is specifically the E factor, the energy factor, is specifically designed to overcome setbacks, to overcome issues, problems, obstacles. And this is my current obstacle, mother. So on Mother's Day today, I really wanted to acknowledge the fact that this woman sacrificed her life. Don't wait until your mother is gone to spend time with her and to appreciate what you've had, even if it's less than perfect. I do want to hear your opinion because basically this show is, for me, I'm having a great time. I love talking to you and I love when you listen. But there's nothing more that I love than for you to follow and for you to give feedback, and you can call in. You can call in live, and you can call in to my website, which is www.lifemodification.net. Give me feedback if you like to overcome any kind of obstacles. If you have overcome, I want to hear about it. We want to hear about it. The world wants to hear about it. What did you do? How did you handle it? If you have any ideas about how to make my mother's life better with dementia, follow me. Tell me about it. Email me. Go to the webpage, lifemodification.net, and give me your ideas and tell me your story, because there's something to be learned from every single story. And that is what I wanted to talk about today, my mother, and overcoming, and start a discussion on dementia What are you doing? What would you do if you were in my shoes? We've come to the end of our show, the E-Factor show, where we provide information on how to evolve to higher states of consciousness, your life mission, and explore new frontiers while creating a better life. Each show focuses on a different area that you may wish to improve, and we invite you, the listener, to participate. Until we meet again, have a magical journey and let your talent be your potion. Today has been a very special little show dedicated all over the world. Happy Mother's Day.